Yiraisa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Tesvav Amabez. We're holding on Tesvav Amin Aleph by the Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud. So says the Mishnah, Hamikara Sukasoi Bishapudin. If a person uses Shapudin, if he uses metal rods for Schach, so metal rods are puzzle. Metal rods are metal, so it's Mekabel Tuma. Pshute Kli Matches, even though Pshute Kli Eitz, flat wooden kalim are not Mekabel Tuma, but flat metal kalim are Mekabel Tuma. And that's also besides the fact that metal doesn't grow from the ground. It comes from the ground, but it doesn't grow from the ground. And therefore metal is the Spitz Schach puzzle. So if a person uses these metal rods for his Schach, or he uses parts of a bed, which we'll see more about this in the Gemara, exactly why that is considered tzchach pasul. But if he uses these metal rods or bed parts, imyesh revach beinehen kemaisan. So even though these things are tzchach pasul, if you make it that there's an equal amount of spaces in between them, so you have a rod, then space, a rod, space, a rod, space, or same thing with a ruchei samita. And so if the spaces are equal, the width of the spaces is equal to the tzchach pasul, and then you fill up those spaces, the Mishnah doesn't speak this out, but then you fill up those spaces with Tzchach Kasher. So, Emyesh Revach Beinein Kemaisan, if the spaces in between are just like them, and you fill it up with Tzchach Kasher, the halacha is Kshera. The Sukkah is Kasher. And the Gemara will explain why. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Achaitit Begadish, so this case we've mentioned before earlier, that one who makes a hole into a haystack, he makes it into like an igloo, so now he has the hay on the top of him, which is schach kosher, it's not nechal, it's not mekabel tumma, so it's, and it grows on the ground obviously, so it's schach kosher, and so he digs into it, so he makes it into like an igloo. Lastly, slay sukkah, and he does it l'shem sukkah. The halacha is ain't a sukkah, because the ma'is, it's still a problem of tasev loy mina asui. The schach on top was already there from before, it wasn't put there l'shem schach, and therefore it's going to be a problem of Tasav Loimin Asur, like we've discussed previously. So the Gemara now is really just going to focus, though, on the first half of the Mishnah, because that we haven't yet discussed. So the Mishnah said that if you have half Schach Pasul and half Schach Kasher, so the Sukkah is going to be Kshera. Frak the Gemara, Leimit Havit Yofta Dravuna Bid Rav Yeshua, the Lechaira, our Mishnah which says that you can have 50-50 Schach Kasher and Schach Pasul, is a Tyufta on that which Ravuna Bid Rav Yeshua said. The Idmar was stated, now this is a halacha in Hilchos Shabbos, when it comes to Mechitzais, so Paratz Ke'aymi, so the halacha is that if you have more wall than you do spaces inside of a wall, so that can make something into a Rosh HaSayachid. It's considered a wall. If you have enough of them, it could be a Rosh HaSayachid. It has to be that there's more standing parts than spaces. If there's more spaces than standing parts, so then it's for sure not a mechitza. That's called Paritz Meruba Aloimid. What about if it's 50-50? So we learned this in Erevin, that if it's 50-50, it's a machlekes. Paritz Ke'aymid, if it's 50-50, Rav Papa Amar Mutter, Rav Papa said it's considered a mechitza, and therefore you're allowed to carry inside the area that's walled off with such mechitzas. Rav Huna b'Rid Rav Yeshua amar aser. Whereas Rav Huna b'Rid Rav Yeshua said it's not considered a mechitza, it's aser. He said 50-50 is not a mechitza. So now the Ritva explains that although over here in our Mishnah we're not talking about dina mechitzas, but we find in various halachas that schach is treated more chamer than mechitzas. Schach is considered more chamer. So if we see over here that even by schach we allow 50-50, so now this is a kasha on Rav Huna b'Rid Rav Yeshua, who said with regards to mechitzas that 50-50 is not considered a mechitza. So says the Gemara, there are going to be two different answers, but it's all really just different ways of explaining why this is not really a case of 50-50. Our Mishnah is not describing 50-50. Amar lach Rav Huna b'Rid Rav Yeshua, my kemaisan b'nichnas v'yaitse. When it says that there's spaces in between the schach pasul, that's the same width of the schach pasul, it doesn't mean exactly the same. It means b'nichnas v'yaitse. It means enough space that you could get the schach kasher in there. Now, if you're trying to squeeze something in between two things, so you generally need that the area between the two things is wider. So if you're going to put in schach kasher, the same amount of the same width of schach kasher as the schach pasul, it has to be that that area is really wider than the schach pasul. So really, in essence, you're putting in more schach kasher than you do have schach pasul. So therefore, it's really schach kasher is meruba ala parut, so to speak. It's oime meruba ala parut. It's more schach kasher than there is schach pasul, and that's why it's kasher. It's not a kasher on Rav Huna b'Rid Rav Yeshua. That's the Gemara's Tarets. That's the Gemara of Efshel Etzamtzem. Who says that the space is really wider? It's possible that you could have it exact. So says the Gemara, Amarvami, Bemadif, Enechanami. It's possible, but the Mishnah is discussing a case where you didn't do that. Although it's Efshel Etzamtzem, this is the way Rashi's Gairis, that we're talking about a case where you weren't Mitzamtzem, where you did it a little bit extra. The spaces in between the Schach Pasul are a little bit wider than the Schach Pasul. And Mamela, this is a case of Schach Kasher Meruba. And again, that's why it's not a cash on Rav Huna Beid Rav Yeshua. Rav Amar, a different text. Rav says, again, but it's all really the same type, we're all just trying to get to the fact that really there's more Schach Kasher over here. Rav says, Afilu Tema Bishay Madif. It could be that the spaces in between the Schach Pasul are not any larger than the Schach Pasul. It's not wider, it's not Madif. However, we're not talking about a case where everything was parallel with each other, where you had the Schach Pasul, then you had Schach Kasher, Schach Pasul, Schach Kasher. That's not the case of the Mishnah. The case of the Mishnah is describing a case where you then take the Schach Kasher and you put it perpendicular to the Schach Pasul. So in that way, in order for the Schach Kasher to fill up the spaces, not only is the Schach Kasher filling up the spaces, it's also going on top of the Schach Pasul. By definition, if it wouldn't be going on top of the Schach Pasul, it would just fall straight through the hole. It would fall straight through the space in between the Schach Pasul. Elamai, the Schach Kasher, being that it's going on top perpendicular to the Schach Pasul, not only is it filling up the space, but it's even going on top of the Schach Pasul. So really, in total, this Sukkah has more Schach Kasher than it does Schach Pasul. And the way Rashi learns is that therefore it's mevatel, it's bittel barayv, it's mevatel the schach pasul. You're memelo the sukkah's kosher because it's rayv schach kosher, so that's mevatel the schach pasul. Now Taisus asks, lechayr the obvious kasha. And that is that where do we find Dine Bittel in such a situation? It's not a Taruvah, it's not a mixture. You see the Schach Kasher and you see the Schach Pasul. We only apply Bittel Barayv if you have a mixture, if you have a Taruvah. Over here, being that there's no mixture, so why should it be Mevato the Miyat? That's Taisus Kasha on Rashi. I saw the Karban Nisano says to answer for Rashi that over here, Enechanami, we don't really mean Dine Bittel. Avada the Schach Pasul is not Bittel Barayv because it's nicker. You see it right in front of you. So it's not that it's batel barayv. Rather, what Rashi means to say is that the chashivus of the schach is batel barayv. Being that you put on more schach kasher, so now it's like we say that the fact that the schach pasul there is insignificant. It's just there. We could view it like it's just there to help out, to hold up the schach kasher. It's not really being used as schach, so its significance is batel barayv. That's what Rashi means to say. But Al-Kapanim Taisus doesn't like Rashi's pshat because of this kasher. He says that this is not a case of batel barayv, and therefore Taisus says a whole different shakavataria. Taisus says a whole different shakavataria. He uses the gears of Rabbeinu Chananel. The gears of Rabbeinu Chananel is that the Gemara didn't save Efshel Etzamtzem. Again, just to take it a step back. The Gemara had a kasha. Now, the Chayyur from our Mishnah, the Mishnah says that if you have 50-50 Schach Kasher and Schach Pasul, it's kasher, so it's a kasha on Rav Huna Beid Rav Yeshua, who by Mechitzas said that Oimid Kiparutz is not considered a Mechitza. What's the difference over there? Rav Huna said it's not considered a Mechitza, and over here by Schach, we say that it is considered good Schach. So the Gemara said, "My kemaisam benichnas v'yotze." That really, there's more space in between the schach pasul. So therefore, really, it's schach kasher meruba. Then the Gemara's kasha is not va'efsher letzamseim. Rather, the gears of Rabbeinu Chananel is va'efsher letzamseim. The Gemara means to be asking, even if you hold like that oimim meruba is considered a good wall, but lemaisa you can't fully fill it in with schach kasher. It's efsher letzamseim. You're not going to get every single inch of that space in between the schach pasul to be filled with schach kasher. So therefore, even if the spaces are equal, l'chayre the sukkah should be pasul, because when you fill up the spaces with the schach kasher, it's efsher letzamtzem. You can't get it that every single little centimeter is filled with schach kasher. Memel, it's always going to be a case of schach pasul meruba. It's going to be like paritz meruba, and therefore the sukkah should be pasul. That's what the Gemara's kasha was. To that, Rav Ami answers b'madif, that we're talking about where you didn't just fill up the spaces, you actually overlapped it, so the schach kasher overlapped over on top of the schach pasul. And therefore, in that such a situation, you did get every centimeter of the space in between the schach pasul to be filled with schach kasher. You even had it overlapping on top of the schach pasul. Or Rav says a different type of teretz, a similar teretz, that you didn't fill up the space parallel to the schach pasul, you put it perpendicular, you put it the other direction, and therefore it is possible to get it that every single centimeter of the space in between the schach pasul is filled with schach kasher. That's what the Gemara means to say, and it's not a sugya of bittul b'rov at all. Okay, two different mahalchim. That's Rashi and Tosfos, depending on the different girsas of whether or not the top line at tezvav of mabez, whether or not we're gairis va'efshel litzamtzim or va'efshel litzamtzim. Hakabanim says the Gemara Veiter. So the Mishnah said another example of schach pasul to have this exact same scenario is we had shpudin. It could have been that the schach pasul was metal rods, or the Mishnah's other example is that you had a ruchay samita, you had bedposts. So now the Gemara's question, the kasha really, before we even get to the Gemara, is that bedposts are l'chayri, not mekabel tomo. Bedposts are beds in those times are generally made out of wood. So when you have a full bed, it's a kli of ad, it's mekabel tomo. But at this point, it's a broken bed. If you just have the bed post, whether it's the side post, the head post, the feet post, it's just a post. It's a broken bed. A broken kli is not mekabel tumah. So why is it that this piece of wood, which is a broken kli, why should it be possible for schach? L'chayr, it should be kasher schach. It's wood. It grows from the ground. It's a broken kli, so it's not a kli, so it's not mekabel tumah. It should be kasher for schach. Why is it that the Mishnah says it's not kasher? Says the Gemara, lema misayeya leiler of ami bar tavyumi. The only way to understand the Mishnah is that it's a raya to that chiddush of Rav Ami Bar Tavyumi. The Amar Rabbi Ami Bar Tavyumi, Rav Ami Bar Tavyumi said that sikcha bivloi kalim, that if you use broken kalim for a schach, so the halacha is psula, even though it's not mekabel tuma. Rav Ami Bar Tavyumi was mechadesh that there's a psul derabanan against using broken kalim, since it came from a kli which is mekabel tuma. So even though now in its broken form it's not mekabel tuma, there's still a psul midrabanan that you can't use broken kalim. So our Mishnah, which considers the bedpost schach pasul, it must be, it's going like that chiddush of Rav Ami Bar Tavyumi, that broken kalim are possible, at least midrabanan, to be used as schach. Says the Gemara, it's not a raya. There's no raya from our Mishnah to that chiddush of Rav Ami Bar Tavyumi. Because I could tell you, k'damar Rav Chanan ba'amar Rabbi Amar Rabbi, that the Mishnah, when it describes bedposts, it means like the type of bedposts that Rav Chanan ba'amar Rabbi spoke about. That ba'arucha u'shtei karayim, b'ktsaru u'shtei karayim. That's talking about the long post, meaning the side post, with its two legs, or it's talking about the short post, which is either by the head or by the feet, with its two legs. So just like he said over there regarding that halacha, which we'll bring in a moment, that that's mekabel tumah, that such posts are mekabel tumah, even though you would have thought that it's considered a broken bed and it shouldn't be mekabel tumah. But these posts, when you have the side post with its two legs, or the short post, the ones by the head or the feet, with its two legs, he was mechadish that is mekabel tumah. Hachanami baruchah v'shtei karayim b'ktsaru v'shtei karayim. So here to an our Mishnah, when the Mishnah describes bedposts, we could say it's describing these types of bedposts, which are mekabel tumah, which again the Gemara is going to explain why in a moment. So what's this case? Heicha idmar Rav Chanan amar Rabbi? Where did Rav Chanan amar Rabbi say such a halacha that such posts are mekabel tumah? He said it ahad at nine. He said it on the following Mishnah, Meseches Kelim. The Mishnah says like this: Mita mitames chavila. The halacha is that a bed, it's mekabel tumah only when it's all together. When it's all together, it's mekabel tumah. If it's broken, a broken kli is not mekabel tumah. It's only when it's full, when it's a full bed, that's when it's mekabel tumah. Umitaheres chavila. And not only that, but when you put it into the mikvah, when you want to tevel it, so then the halacha is that you have to be metaret while it's whole. You can't break up the bed and bring it to the mikvah. I guess they had to have very large mikvahs in those days. And I guess you have to have a big truck also. Or I guess get a few friends to help you hold it. You have to pick up the whole bed and you have to dunk it into the mikvah all intact, all in one piece. You weren't allowed to break it up when you put it into the mikvah. Umita heres chavila, it has to be fully intact. If you put it into pieces, so now it's no longer a kli. Then if you tovel it, when you put it back together, it's going to be tame again. It has to be that you toivel it in its tame state, in its kabbalah tuma, in its kli state. It has to be that you toivel it in its whole state. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That's Rabbi Eliezer shita. V'chachamim aimrim metames evarim umetaharis evarim. However, the chachamim say that no, it could be mekabel tuma in pieces, and it could be thrown into the mikvah also in pieces. So now says the Gemara, my new, what do the chachamim mean when they say that it's mekabel tuma in pieces? L'chayr, if it's a broken bed, so then it's pashut that it's not makabel tuma. A broken kli is not makabel tuma. So what do the chachamim mean when they say that even a broken bed is makabel tuma? And on that, that's where Rav Chanan Amar Rebbe said his din. Amar Rabbi Chanan Amar Rebbe aruchos shtei karayim k'tzarus shtei karayim. He said that we're talking about either the side post, the long side, the side post with its two legs, or the short parts, which is the head post or the feet post with its two legs. Now, lemay chazia, why is that mekabel tuma? What's it fit for? Why is that considered a kli? Says the Gemara, lemismachinu aguda, because you could still lean it against the wall, ulemesa velayu, and you could put some boards on it to sit on it, umishta ashle, and you could set up some ropes. You could lean against the wall, it's really kedai to get a picture book just to see the case, but you could lean it against the wall, put some boards to connect it to the wall, tie some ropes on it, and then you can make it into a nice bed, a very comfortable bed. So since you could still use it as a bed, as a chair, so therefore it's mekabel tuma. So we're bringing this down to explain that that's what our Mishnah means. When our Mishnah says that aruchei samita, that bedposts are considered schach pasul, so one way to understand the Mishnah is that even though it's a broken kli, it's still pasul, because that's the halacha, that there's a psul midrabban unto use broken kalim. So that would have been one way to read the Mishnah. The Gemara is saying that it's not muchach, because you could say that the Mishnah is talking about these specific type of bedposts. It's talking about the bedpost that has its two legs attached to it, in which case the halacha is that being that you could connect it to the wall, tie some ropes, and use it as a chair, so therefore it's still in its present state mekabel tuma, and that's why the Mishnah considers it schach pasul.